Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we noted in the previous psalm penned by Moses, no title divides these two psalms. As well, one theme links the two. Psalm 90 begins, quote, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. Did you notice that? Before your home, your town, your country, your planet, in fact, before the whole universe, the only dwelling place was God Himself. What a thought! Here's the beginning of Psalm 91. Quote, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust." Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Now, even with millions of dwellings, from hovels to mansions, forts and castles, farmsteads and condos, dwelling, quote, "in the secret place of the Most High," is still the best place to be. If, quote, "the name of the Lord is a strong tower," Proverbs 18:10, and it is, then these are the four walls that surround us. The Most High, Elyon. The Almighty, Shaddai. The Lord, Jehovah or Yahweh. My God, Elohim. So after this personal testimony, Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2, we have a practical encouragement to the faithful, verses 3 to 8. The picture in verses 3 and 4 is probably taken from Deuteronomy 32:11. These aren't chicken wings. He's talking about a mighty eagle. Then we have some battle dioramas next. Psalm 91, verses 5 to 8. Perhaps recalling the victories over Egypt, Amalek, Sihon, and Og. How are victories won, even today? Quote, "His truth shall be your shield and buckler," verse 4. Truth always triumphs. And God gives the victory, verses 7 and 8. Here's what we get to do, quote, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Exodus 14, verse 13.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.